In Matthew chapter number 16 this evening, Matthew 16, I'm going to preach something, who is Jesus to you? who is Jesus to you? We got revival coming up, and something I've really needed this week, and as Satan, he'll come against you, and he's coming. He's going to do these things to you. He's going to come against you. He's going to get all over you as a believer in Christ, and when God starts to move, he's going to get all over you. And the only way you can overcome him is knowing who Jesus is to you. Anyways, we'll get on into the text here. Matthew 16, if you will, stand, verse number 13. Matthew 16 and verse number 13. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said unto him, and they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? In verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord, I love you this evening, God. I thank you for another opportunity, Father God, as unworthy as I am to stand behind a sacred desk, Father. God, I know I can't do this on my own, Father God, and I pray that you would just move me out of the way, God. I pray, Father God, that you would just show up and show out tonight, God. Just show us exactly who you are. God, I pray tonight if somebody here don't know you, they don't have that personal walk with you, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you draw them tonight, Father God, that they might know you before it's too late, Father. God, I pray tonight, Father God, that for the believers in here, Father God, the church folk in here, Father God, I pray that as we walk into revival Sunday night, Father God, we already know exactly who you are, Father. God, that we can tell Satan all week long, Father God, that who you are, that you are a rock, Father God, that you're our provider, you're our redeemer, Father God. I pray tonight, Father God, that you just sit down on us. Lord, I pray that you just walk around this place, God. I thank you for the kids, Father God, that's in the back, Father God. I pray that you be with them, bless them tonight, Father God. God, I pray that you just walk around them, protect them, Father. God, we love you and we do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Here in Matthew chapter number 16, Jesus comes to his disciples and he says, who do men say that I am? Who do people say that I am? And they started telling him, they said that, yeah, you're a prophet, you're a good man, you're this, you're that. And Jesus didn't really care about that. He kind of stayed on it for just a second, but then he moved on. And tonight, I don't care what the preacher says. I don't care what the church sign says. I don't care what nobody else says. All I care about is who is Jesus Christ to me? What he is to you, he might be different to me. So tonight, I just want you to look and just think back this week. Just go, as you walk throughout this week, I'm going to tell you tonight who Jesus is to me. Because I can't tell you who he is in your life. I can't do that. He's the same God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but he's different in my life than he is in yours. The way he shows up to you when it's just all powerful and all wonderful, that may not be nothing to me. But tonight, I just want to tell you just who Jesus is to me. And I want to start out with, he is my resurrection. If you look in John chapter number 11 and verse 25, I'm going to do a pretty good bit of flipping tonight, but you don't have to flip. If you don't want to, they'll have it on the screen back there. John chapter number 11. In verse 25, he is my resurrection. Tonight, it says, and Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I want you to know tonight, if you haven't been resurrected, you don't know Jesus. If you was never once dead, then you don't know Jesus, because you can't know life if you was never dead. You can't be living if you was never dead. Jesus Christ, he is the resurrection. But he also is my restorer tonight. He's my resurrection, but he's my restorer. Let me get there. Psalms 23. We're going to read the whole verse there, whole chapter. Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Right there in verse number 3, it says, He restoreth my soul. I want you to know, if you've never needed your soul restored, you've never met Jesus, I promise you. Boy, I need my soul restored each and every day. It's a daily, Brother Tony, it's daily. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to know tonight, He is my restorer. He restores my soul. But in Psalms 51, verses 10 through 12, He restores my salvation. He restores that salvation to you. It says, Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence. And take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. In verse number 12, it says, Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors Thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto Thee. I want you to know tonight, as a follower of Christ, there's going to come times you slip. There's going to come times you fall. And this is exactly when you need that restoration in your life. You need to be restored in your life. You need that your soul restored. You need that salvation restored. But there's times you might not slip and you might not fall. You might not have sin in your life. You might not have all these things going on. But sometimes that spirit just ain't where it needs to be. Sometimes you're just not hearing God like you feel like you should. And it's just quiet and it's dark, and that spirit just needs something. In verse number 10 there, it says, Create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. I want you to know tonight, He can't only restore your soul and your salvation, but He can restore that spirit that's inside of you. He can restore that joy. But tonight, He's not only my resurrection and my restorer, but tonight He's my rescue story. Tonight, He's my rescue story. Without Him, I have no story. I have no life. I have nothing to live for. I'm just here. I'm just simply being. I'm not nothing else. He is my rescue story. He rescues me from destruction. He rescues you from sexual immorality, addiction to pornography, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, whatever it lies, it don't matter. Whatever sin problems going on in your life or in my life, He saves me from that. He rescues me from that. And today it's not only a past rescuing. He don't only rescue from destruction in the past, but He'll guide you. Just as it says in Psalms 23, He leads me beside the still waters. He keeps me from that destruction daily if I just walk by Him, walk with Him. He's my rescue story from destruction. He's my rescue story from death. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 3. Romans 6, 3, it says, Know you not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Verse 6, Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death had no more dominion over Him. Verse 10, For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want you to know He rescues me from death, because when sin come into my life, death was appointed unto me. It says, appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. I want you to know He is my rescue story from destruction. He is my rescue story from death. But He also rescues me daily. He walks with me daily, and He's steady guiding me, and He's talking to me, and moving on me, and he's rescuing me daily. But right here is where I just want to sit down and I want to stop. And what he is to me, truly. And it's something that, it's really hit home with me this week. And man, I'm short-winded, and I can't just carry on and carry on and carry on. And I can't rock on a service like a good preacher can. I can't do that. But I can tell you who Jesus is to me. I can tell you what he's done in my life. And he's not only my rescue story and my resurrection and my restorer, but he's my rock. Well, he's the one I stand on when I can't stand no more. He's the one when my life's just crumbled all to pieces. And well, he's the one I fall on. Man, when I make a complete mess and a complete fool and just stupid and be ignorant and turn away from him, and boy, I can't go no lower than that rock. Boy, that's what he is to me. He is the rock of ages. He's the rock that can't be shaken in 2 Timothy 2:19. He says he's a sure foundation. But tonight I want to tell you about a rock that has been tested. He's a rock of ages. He's Alpha and Omega, it says in Revelations. He says he's the beginning and the end. He's always been. He's always going to be. He's been tried. He's been true. But I want you to know there's been a time in my life, and I come home from work, and I was kind of going over it, I got all the notes on my phone. I was trying to write it on my paper there, because I don't want to get up here with my phone. And I got in the shower, and the Lord said, "Tell your story." I said, "I ain't never done that. I've told it once or twice, and just a few people was there, and I just don't know about it, Lord." And I've been struggling with it. I was up there singing a while ago. I said, "Lord, I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to." I come down here, and I said, "We'll be 5 minutes. We'll go to the house. I don't care. I ain't sharing it." Joanna opened her mouth, first prayer request of the night, just about it, and talk about that little kid. I ain't seen a smile on her face in a week. I want you to know tonight, man, depression is real. Man, Satan will climb up on your back like never before. I want you to know. Man, we got revival coming up. I just want to be true with you. I just want to be honest with you. If you want the Lord to move in your life this week, I want you to know Satan's coming. You come to revival, get fired up, get moved on, just let God have your will, Satan's coming. And depression is real, man. I was in high school just young, didn't have a worry in the world. Looking back, I don't even know why I was in the state I was in, but boy, I was depressed in a dark state, man. I was coming home one night, man, and Satan just told me all day, "Man, you'd just be better off if you was gone. If you was just out of this world, just get gone." Man, I was driving that old Dodge pickup just as fast as it could go. 65 mile an hour down a curvy road. And I want you to know, I seen the biggest oak tree I could find, and I jerked that wheel just as hard as I could jerk it, just ready to end it off, ready to get gone. And that wheel never budged. I want you to know all that stuff on that dash. Boy, that truck never even rocked. It never done nothing. Right in the middle of a curve, you turn that wheel, you gone. It's over with. You're going to flip. You're going to do something. That steering wheel locked. I've never felt the hand of God so strong in my life. Boy, I've seen him. I've tried to cut myself. I've tried to do this. I've seen a knife so sharp. Boy, and you put it to your skin, and it's a dull. It won't even cut it. Well, I've been there. I've been in that dark state. I want you to know tonight, Satan is real. My God, he's my rock. Boy, I got in the truck the next morning, coming to church. Didn't have the radio on, didn't do nothing. Mama's in the passenger seat. Man, we just driving, getting down here on 16, and we're coming up through them curves. Radio normally cuts out anyway, and it cut on. Boy, and I don't know what it said. I just know it was talking about how God loves me. I want you to know these kids. You check on your kids. I don't have them yet. I got one in the oven, but I ain't got one yet. I want you to know, check on them. Check on them. That girl she's not even a teenager. I read a story. Savannah showed me a story this week of a little kid, probably 10, 11-year-old, killed himself because his friends making fun of him on the baseball field. I want you to know something. Satan is real. He's coming for your kids. He's coming for you. Make sure you're checking up on folks. Make sure you're checking up on the people of this world and this this church. I want you to know tonight, Satan, he wants to destroy this place. He is our rock. He is our rescuer. He's my redeemer tonight. I want you to know something. I love y'all tonight, and I just want God to move. If you know somebody that's struggling with something this week, go to them. Tell them how good God has been to you. Man, my parents don't know that. The only way they're going to find out if they listen to this sermon, because I'm not going to tell them. Boy, I didn't want to share that. Somebody might be struggling with something in here tonight. Man, I don't know. Maybe your kids are. I don't know. I don't know, but I do know this. Jesus Christ, he loves you. Boy, he died for you. He wants to be your rock tonight. He wants to just be that sure foundation. No matter how much you've shook, no matter how much you've crumbled, no matter how much you fail, that foundation stands sure. I love y'all tonight. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. God, I may have just looked like a fool up here. Just, I don't know. God, I don't know why you wanted me to share it, God, but I do know this. Lord, that was a dark time in my life. God, I pray I never get back in that situation, never get back in that state, but I thank God I had the hand of Jesus Christ over me. Lord, I thank God if you'd have let me hit that tree, I'd have been in heaven. God, I wouldn't have been a lost man, Father God. There's some folks tonight that if they kill themselves, they'll find themselves in a devil's hell. Lord, tonight, I pray tonight that you just let us be your hands and feet tonight. If we see somebody hurting, if we see somebody who don't have you as their rock, Father God, that we'd go to them and we'd be the hands and feet of Jesus, Father. Lord, I pray tonight as we got revival coming up, Father God, you lock Satan out them doors. Lord, I pray that you lock him out of my house, lock him out of my family, Father God. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, for them kids that's in the back, Father God. God, I pray that you put peace and you put rest in their lives, Father God, and I pray that you just shine down on them. Guide them, Father God. Lead them beside them still waters tonight, Father. God, I love you tonight. I thank you for each and every person in this room, Father. God, bless them this week, Father God. I pray that you sit down on them. God, I love you, and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.